Welcome, everybody, to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. Today, in the first half hour, I will have an interview with organizer for the Fall Harvest and Giant Pumpkin Contest coming up in Lenoxville on September 29th, Mike McDonald from Canton de Hatley. Mike is also an experienced farmer and one of the competitors for the Giant Pumpkin Contest. But before the interview, we will hear the song called Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie by Jay and the Techniques. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Mike McDonald to the Townships at 12. Now, Mike has a farm it's in Canton de Hatley. It's up on the McDonald Road. I think a lot of people are familiar with you. You have a vegetable stand every fall. I think it's starting to have some vegetables right now. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're open every Saturday now.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, till Halloween, I guess. Most years we are.
Okay. You enter a pumpkin usually every year for the pumpkin harvest contest, and that's coming up for this year in Lenoxville and the 10 Samuel Gratham Street, and I believe it's the 29th, starts at 11 and goes until
that's
4.
Right.
Now, are you one of the organizers, or are you just one of the competitors with your giant pumpkin?
Well, I guess I'm one of the organizers, too, there. We kind of work with the town a bit to organize. It's I guess you'd call it more the harvest festival. There's going to be a farmer's market and all kinds of other things, and we're just one of the attractions there. Oh, just that we have our way off at 2, and that's one of the attractions, and, the other things are, the main attractions for the rest of the time there.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been growing giant pumpkins, and how did you get into this hobby?
Oh, that started back, I think it was 1989 when I ordered some seeds from Howard Dill there, and that's a long time ago. And anyway, I've had grown pumpkins every year since. Some years I haven't had, not very good luck. I haven't been able to produce a big one, but it's been kind of rare. This year's no exception. I have not a great one. I had a little bad luck, but anyway, that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Could you take us through the steps of growing a giant pumpkin?
Usually I start the seeds around the 25th of April inside and in pots, and then transplant them outside into cold frames and then go from there. But it's getting pretty technical now. People grow them right in greenhouses, and I've even heard of CO2 generators to change the content of CO2 in the greenhouse to promote faster growth. Yeah, there's all kinds of things, and an old guy like me, it's hard to change my habits.
So I see there's a lot of new technologies coming along in the last few years.
Yeah, the record is over 2,700 pounds, and when I started, I think the record. I guess when I started, it was around 780 pounds was the record.
Wow. I remember years ago, my father and I grew one, and it was 100 pounds, and we thought that was something spectacular back then.
Oh, probably, and probably the neighbors came to see it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this year hasn't been a phenomenal year because of the weather?
Well, partly that. It's been very humid, which promotes a lot of fungal growth. That's, tomatoes and actually the squash, too, the pumpkins included. It's a lot of powdery mildew. That started early, so the vines went down quick. But one thing I find is, over the years, we're dealing with a lot more pests that we didn't have years ago, like these squash bugs and vine borers, and that's all within the last 10 years. And partly that's, you have to rotate your crops around, and these big pumpkins, you can't really rotate them. I know here, it's got to be somewhere where you go buy it every day, at least twice a day, because you're always taking 5 minutes here and 10 minutes here and a half an hour there to do other things with your pumpkins, like berry vines and trim, and there's all kinds of things to monitor with them. And you tend to grow them very close to your buildings, and that's where you get an accumulation of pests and diseases if you grow them in the same place every year.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep the deer, the groundhogs, things like that out?
Well, they're close enough in the yard that the deer don't bother them. There's cattle that are around too, and they don't seem to bother. There's electric fence there too, just one strand, but they don't bother. But our squash field, that's further away where we grow our field squash and pumpkins, we have to use three strands of electric fence. That seems to control them pretty good.
Okay. Now, what type of fertilizer do you use? Anything very special for pumpkins? Or?
They respond really well to lots of compost, manure compost, and a little bit of chemical fertilizer. But it's they respond more to the organic matter in the soil, because their roots are very kind of shallow. But they're very vigorous, and they'll spread for yards and yards.
Okay. How much water does it take a day for a pumpkin?
This year I didn't do any watering at all. That's because mostly because I had bad luck right off, and I, went on to other things. But this summer there was pretty well enough moisture up till now. And if your pumpkin plants were still healthy and growing now, you would have to start watering them. But it would be more like every other day. It I suppose it would take probably a half an inch of water, maybe every other day. But this is over a surface. One plant will be it'll cover 30 by 30 plot. It'd be just for one pumpkin, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, for the festival, how do you transport a giant pumpkin?
Well, that's evolved over the years, too. We used to just use a tarp and have a bunch of guys on a tarp and lifting. And eventually we get up to, when you have a 700 or 800 pound pumpkin, if you figure 100 pounds per guy, you need about 8 guys to lift on this tarp, and you're trying to get it up into a pickup truck, and and what have you. But right now, we some of the guys, they have like a tripod with a pull block and pulley that they use, or and special lifters that you know, use a cage type affair with a rope that tightens around the bottom, and that's what we use at the show to lift them too. We have a forklift with a chain out on the forks, and that goes to the pumpkin lifter, and we can actually lift them up, and we have a scale between the forklift and the pumpkin lifter so that we can weigh them right like that instead of putting them on a scale.
Okay, it's pretty well organized. About how many will be coming to the Pumpkin Festival with their pumpkins, the Harvest Festival, coming up on Sunday the 29th?
Well, that's hard to say until everybody's there. But last year we had, I think about 15 pumpkins there. We weren't expecting that many, but there were a lot that showed up. And I don't know, I expect this year it would probably be the same, 10 to 15 maybe.
Okay, that's pretty good. After the pumpkin festival, like, what are these pumpkins good for? Are they good for pies or anything?
A lot of them like to take them home, and you know, if they've got kids or grandkids or something, it's nothing like decorating one of those for Halloween and having them on your lawn. And after that, it's compost. That's where they go.
Okay. Do you just enter the one competition in Lenoxville, or do you enter your pumpkins in any other place? Or?
I don't now. I used to take them to the botanical gardens. I guess if I had a pretty good one, I might this year. But no, I don't. I don't have one big enough. A lot of the guys, they just take them back home and decorate them there. And some, if somebody had a really, really big one, they might save it and take it to another show later on. Because these shows that are official, you're not allowed to weigh them at another site before the show.
Okay. Is there any prizes for first and second?
Like 2019 was the last show before COVID, and we did have prize money then, but we went 2 years without putting on a show, and the guys that are left, our club has changed quite a bit. A lot of the old guys, well, actually, I'm an old guy now, but a lot of the old ones that started out, they're gone. That's what happened, and guys that are left with, you know, we just like to get together and weigh the pumpkins. It's like prize money is, you know, not important to us. More the socializing. And when you're trying to raise money for prize money with half and half, so trying to put on a farmer's market yourself at the show, it's a lot less time to socialize, because you're trying to keep things rolling.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
The way we're doing it now, I think the guys, we find it much more enjoyable. Is lots of time to socialize and talk with people, and that's what it's all about, I guess.
It is. It's a really nice atmosphere. So this year, it's on Sunday, September 29th, at 10 Samuel Gratham Street. That's just in the parking lot of the former fire station. Starts at 11. Now the weigh-in is at 2. I think there's coffee, pumpkin pie, hot chocolate. What else is there? Farmer's market, you mentioned?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's lots. They usually have bouncy castles, too, for the kids, and live bands going. And it's quite a nice festival.
It is. It's a really nice festival. Do you have any advice to someone that wants to try their hand at growing a giant pumpkin?
Well, the best place to grow a big pumpkin is in a place that hasn't had squash or pumpkins in it for years. You're going to start with a clean slate. Your pests pressure is going to be very little, and that'll give you a good advantage. Talk to some of the growers. Get some good seed. Like, most of the growers have got good seed themselves. Yeah, it's pretty much. And don't be afraid. Like, there's going to be lots of times you're not going to have good luck. You can't grow a big one every year, and it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Any special memories you have from growing these giant pumpkins?
Back in the early years, going to New York State for the at the weigh-offs, that was really something. A lot of when it was first going, there was a lot of mystery to it. It was some kind of magical. that's kind of a whimsical way of putting it, but anyway, it's just, I don't know, it was kind of a feeling, and it's, anyway, when you've been doing it long like that, it's almost like you can't not do it, because summer wouldn't be the same without it.
That's true, it wouldn't be, and you people make it so special at the Harvest Fall Festival. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. McDonald?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything, but I can say it's nice seeing everybody out, and a nice time. Nice times, it's a nice, good community event. That's what it is.
It is, and we're so thankful for all you people that come and put on the Fall Festival. That's great. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McDonald, talking for the Harvest Festival coming up in Lenoxville, Sunday, September 29th. The pumpkin weigh-off is at 2, and the festival itself starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4. Thanks very much, and all the best luck with your pumpkin.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Heart's like a hometown with a welcome sign. A lot of folks pass through and don't think twice. My heart's like a hometown, a few bumps in the road, and there's a couple spots where nobody goes. One half is growing up, one half is running down.
If you ever find yourself lonely in a city, got a place to put down some roots or spend a holiday, where all your memories hang like jerseys in a high school gym, where you left behind you used to be's and could have been's in the rearview mirror. No, I ain't going nowhere. If you ever find yourself only in a city crowd, like a hometown, wide open door. And just because you left, it don't mean that it ain't yours.
And we just heard Heart Like a Hometown, and that is from the new album by Keith Urban. The album is called High. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. And coming up on September 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Pumpkin and Harvest Festival again in Lenoxville. Join them on Sunday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 10 Samuel Gratham Street, the Amity Beaudoin Community Center parking lot and Square Queen, for the latest edition of the long-awaited fall celebration. Pumpkin pie, coffee, hot chocolate, games for the children, and the giant pumpkin contest. The St. Francis Valley Plowman's Association will be holding their 70th annual Plowman's Match event on Saturday, September 28th, rain or shine, on the property of James and Josh Johnston in Melbourne Ridge, Quebec. Take Chemin Lussier off the 243 South and go to the end of Chemin Lussier. The match will be held in the field behind the Melbourne Ridge United Church. Registration is at 9:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome. Lots of activities going on at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. Wednesday from September 18th until December 4th, 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's free, by the way. Join the Cercle des Fermières in Stanstead at the museum for an afternoon of knitting and chatting. All levels are welcome. Apple butter making. Wednesday, September 25th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free, in collaboration with the participants of the Generous Caregivers exhibit. They are having an apple butter making workshop. And September 27th to 29th, come and discover the behind the scenes in their barn. So that's the Colby Curtis Museum. You want to check them out at colbycurtis.ca on the website. And they're also on Facebook. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estrie.org. The St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, they will be having a video conference by a distinguished speaker in collaboration with Bishop's University. And the topic is A Chickadee's Guide to Gardening, and it will be held on Wednesday, 7 p.m., September 25th at 7 p.m., Room 150, Andrew Johnson Building, off the Quad, Bishop's University. Parking is free. Everybody is invited to attend. It's free admission, but donations are welcome. So if you can't attend, it's also a video conference. So you should get in touch with the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. They are on Facebook, and ask them for the Zoom link. So that sounds like a very interesting presentation there. And the speaker for the presentation is Dr. Talamy. CFUW Sherbrooke and District is inviting the public to attend a meeting on October 8th at 1:30 at Hope Community Church in Lennoxville, in the basement of the church. The speaker will be Jean Menor, Dean of Humanities and a professor of history at Bishop's University. Currently, she is engaged in the recovery of the history of Abenaki land and resource use in the eastern townships of Quebec, a history that has been erased through colonization and colonial discourse. In this presentation, she will touch on various efforts by both government and Indigenous leadership to address the legacy of colonialism in Canada, including the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and its recommendations, the inquiry into murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls. Light refreshments will be provided. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Mike McDonald, and I'm looking forward to the Harvest Festival on Sunday in Lennoxville. In the second half hour today, I will be talking with Olivia May Graham, a country artist from Ontario, and we have been playing her latest song, Boots on the Cube. We will close out the first half of today's show with a new song by Canadian country artist Jamie Warren, and the song is called Dusty Road to Home. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from one of our sponsors, and then we will be right back with part two of today's show, The Townships at 12, so please stay tuned.
Couldn't wait to get away, say goodbye and break away, find a better life than what I knew. Running the road to happiness, it's up and down, it rolls and twists, through the trees and round the collard grove. I miss my holding on and that dusty road to home. Don't you think that there's a better place that we could be? But I don't see it there. Do you care at all? I don't know that we could ever be the same. just want to say I don't want to wait alone. I miss my old mom and the dusty road to home. I wish that she could listen to the words that break my heart in two and stop saying them to me again. Love is great and good, I know. Maybe this time just before I go, you can hold me close again and turn back time. I miss my old mom and that dusty road to home. Don't you think that there's a better place that we could be? But I don't see it there. Do you care at all? The same, I just want to say I don't want to wait alone. I miss my old mom and the dusty road to home. Learning and growing, being comfortable, knowing that when we know better, we do better. I'm gonna do better. My old mom and the dusty road to home. Don't you think that there's a better place that we could be? But I don't see it there. Do you care at all? And I don't know that we could ever be the same. I just want to say I don't want to wait alone. Dusty road to home. Oh, I miss my old mom and that dusty road to home.